Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldai, and today we're Masechus Kedushin Daf Chav Vav. The first parak Isha Nignes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, the Chosim Sheish Lamachrais, unmovable properties such as land, which have a Chrais responsibility, meaning creditors rely on them for collection. Nignim Bekesiv Ubashtar Ubachazaka are acquired with money, Ashtar, or Chazaka. Sheim Lamachrais, a Nignim Elbamashicha. Movable properties are only acquired with drawing them near. The Gemara will explain that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that biblically, movable possessions are acquired with money, this Mishnah reflects the rabbinic enactment to acquire them with Mashicha. Rav says, Lo shana el b'mak m'shein kosin es ashtar. They only taught that money acquires land in a place where they do not ordinarily write ashtar for the sale. Av al b'mak m'shein kosin es ashtar lo kana, but in a place where they write ashtar for the sale, he does not acquire the land until the ashtar is given, because the buyer is not confident in the sale until he receives it. Rav adds that the buyer can stipulate to choose which kinyan to use, allowing him to retract before the ashtar is given, but if the seller wants to retract, the buyer can say he already acquired the land with the money. Point number two, Shmuel says, Lo shanu el b'shtar matana. They only taught that the shtar acquires a loan regarding a document of a gift, of a b'mecher, lo kana ad sheyiten lo damim. But regarding a sale, he does not acquire it until he gives him money, because the seller does not commit to the sale without receiving payment. Rav Hamnuna challenged him from a brisa describing the shtar, which states that if he writes on a paper or shard, Sadi mechurelach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunelach, my field is hereby given to you, harizim mechura unesuna, it is sold or given. Clearly, ashtar works alone, even for a sale. He answered, "B'mocher sadeh mifnei ra'asa." The brisa is discussing one selling his field because of its poor quality. To prevent the buyer from retracting, the seller is willing to complete the transaction before receiving money. Rav Ashi answered, "The brisa is actually discussing a single case of a gift, and the owner wrote both terms of selling and gifting. Kedei lo yafes as kocho, to enhance the recipient's rights. He commits to compensate the recipient if the land is collected by the first owner's creditor as if it was a sale." And point number three, the Mishnah taught that movable possessions can be acquired alongside an acquisition of unmovable property known as agav. This is based on a pasuk, "V'yitan lehem avihem matanos im ari matzuras b'Yehuda," and the father gave them gifts together with fortified cities in Yehuda, implying the gifts were acquired automatically with the cities. The Gemara asks, "Be'inan siburim olo, do we require the movable items to be piled on the land being acquired to include them in the transaction or not? Can agav even work to acquire items elsewhere?" Rav Yosef quoted the Mishnah saying that karka kolshehu, land of any size, is subject to numerous halachas of land, including the ability to acquire movable possessions with it. Now, if agav requires being on the property, what could be acquired on this tiny land? Rav Shmuel bar Bisna answered, kagon shenatz bo machat, where he stuck a needle into the land, and when Rav Yosef expressed his annoyance at this answer, Rav Ashi clarified he could mean where a pearl worth 1,000 zuz was hung from it. The Gemara on the next daf concludes that agav works even where the possessions are not on the property. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Nochasim sheyesh lehem achrais, unmovable properties such as land, which have achrais, responsibility, meaning creditors rely on them for collection. Nignim bekesiv ubashtar ubachazaka, are acquired with money, ashtar, or chazaka. Sheein lehem achrais, a nignin el b'mashicha. Movable properties are only acquired with drawing them near. The Gemara will explain that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that biblically, movable possessions are acquired with money, this Mishnah reflects the rabbinic enactment to acquire them with Mashicha. Rav says, Lo shana el b'mak m'shein kosin es ashtar. They only taught that money acquires land in a place where they do not ordinarily write ashtar for the sale. Av al b'mak m'shein kosin es ashtar lo kana, but in a place where they write ashtar for the sale, he does not acquire the land until the ashtar is given, because the buyer is not confident in the sale until he receives it. Rav adds that the buyer can stipulate to choose which kinyan to use, allowing him to retract before the shtar is given, but if the seller wants to retract, the buyer can say he already acquired the land with the money. Point number two, Shmuel says, Lo shanu el b'shtar matana. They only taught that the shtar acquires a loan regarding a document of a gift, of a b'mecher, lo kana ad sheyiten lo damim. But regarding a sale, he does not acquire it until he gives him money, because the seller does not commit to the sale without receiving payment. Rav Hamnuna challenged him from a brisa describing the shtar, which states that if he writes on a paper or shard, Sadi mechurelach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunelach, my field is hereby given to you, harizim mechura unesuna, it is sold or given. Clearly, ashtar works alone, even for a sale. He answered, "B'mocher sadeh mifnei ra'asa." The brisa is discussing one selling his field because of its poor quality. To prevent the buyer from retracting, the seller is willing to complete the transaction before receiving money. Rav Ashi answered, "The brisa is actually discussing a single case of a gift, and the owner wrote both terms of selling and gifting, kedei lo yafes as kocho, to enhance the recipient's rights. He commits to compensate the recipient if the land is collected by the first owner's creditor as if it was a sale." And point number three, the Mishnah taught that movable possessions can be acquired alongside an acquisition of unmovable property known as agav. This is based on a pasuk, "V'yitan lehem avihem matanos im ari matzuras b'Yehuda," and the father gave them gifts together with fortified cities in Yehuda, implying the gifts were acquired automatically with the cities. The Gemara asks, "B'inan siburim olo, do we require the movable items to be piled on the land being acquired to include them in the transaction or not? Can agav even work to acquire items elsewhere?" Rav Yosef quoted the Mishnah saying that karka kolshehu, land of any size, is subject to numerous halachas of land, including the ability to acquire movable possessions with it. Now, if agav requires being on the property, what could be acquired on this tiny land? Rav Shmuel bar Bisna answered, kagon shenatz b'machat, where he stuck a needle into the land, and when Rav Yosef expressed his annoyance at this answer, Rav Ashi clarified he could mean where a pearl worth 1,000 zuz was hung from it. The Gemara on the next off concludes that agav works even where the possessions are not on the property. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chavav, and our standard siman is a military coup, and we often use soldiers in the simans. Here goes. The soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor quality land using only a shtar, forgot that the tiny plot of land they sold had a needle with an expensive pearl hanging from it that was sold along with it. Once again, slow motion. The soldiers, that must be one of Chavav, a military coup. The soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar Chazaka and Metaltalin through Meshicha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nochasim Sheish L'Mechrai is unmovable property such as land, which have responsibility, meaning creditors rely on them for collection, Niknim Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka are acquired with money, a document, or a Chazaka. Sheim L'Mechrai is a Niknim El B'Meshicha, movable properties are only acquired with drawing them near. So, the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, which reminds us, Shmuel says that a shtar alone would affect a sale of land in a case where one is selling his field because of its poor quality. To prevent the buyer from retracting, the seller is willing to complete the transaction before receiving money. So, the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, forgot that the tiny plot of land they sold had a needle with an expensive pearl hanging from it that was sold along with it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the acquisition of agav requires the items to be in the transacted land. So, once again, the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, forgot that the tiny plot of land they sold had a needle with an expensive pearl hanging from it that was sold along with it. All right, so now it's time for four blah chazar. Daf Chav Beis. So the sim Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab, that must be one Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, which reminds us, a Brisa teaches, the Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imach, for it was good for him with you teaching, imach b'machol, imach b'mishta. He should be with you in food and with you in drink. You should not eat bread of fine flour while the Eved eats bread of poor quality. You shouldn't drink aged wine while he drinks inferior new wine. And you should not sleep on a mattress while he sleeps on straw. Based on this, it was said, Kol kona Eved Ivri kakona adin l'atzma. Anyone who acquires a servant is as if he acquired a master for himself. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a nirtza, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the ear of the Eved Ivri is pierced and why by a doorpost. Two different drushes are brought. One is Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Delas and Mezuzah, She'edim in Mitzrayim, the door and doorpost, which were witnesses in Mitzrayim when I skipped over the lintel and two doorposts of Jewish homes, and I said, Hili b'nei Yisrael avadim, for to me b'nei Yisrael are servants, v'lo avadim v'lo avadim, and not servants of other servants, v'otzeisi ma'avdus l'cheres, and I took them out from slavery to freedom, v'halach zeh v'kana adun l'atzma, yet this one went and acquired a master for himself, yirat z'bifneim, his ear should be pierced before them. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a nirtza, came to pick up the master who was lifting an Eved Kanan he had just acquired with Agba, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eved Kanani nikne bekesef b'shtar u'b'chazaka, and Eved Kanani may be acquired with money, a document, or chazaka. Brisa adds that he may be acquired with chalipin, and Shmuel says he may be acquired with mashicha, drawing him near. Atan and Brisa holds that if he lifts a slave, he doesn't acquire him, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Lo tehe chazaka gedol m'hagba, chazaka should not be better for acquiring anything than lifting it. Shagba kon b'komakom, for lifting acquires in every place, and can acquire slaves as well. Daf Chav Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The diamond level Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, which reminds us three opinions are brought regarding freeing a slave with money or a shtar through himself or another, a bun hold, that an Eved can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. So the diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, but we learn that he can make a shliach to accept it on his behalf. This law is derived from a woman, so just as she can make a shliach, a slave can as well. So the diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rav Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests Rav Meir holds, Ein kinyan le'eved b'l'rabo, a slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman, and the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. We learn that even the Rabban agree that ordinarily, a slave cannot independently own anything. Rabbi Lezer explains, the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, this is given on condition you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. Dav Chav Dalet, so the Simmer Dav Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher, that must be more on Dav Chav Dalet. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Yotz b'shein v'ayin, a slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, b'roshe evarim she'en m'chozrim, or the ends of limbs which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite his not being born with it. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged eino ve'eino roev, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged azno ve'eino shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Ashi explained that since a man is an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer in the noise is not responsible. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating his servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. Which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, Sikhik ba'adum yatzel acheres, he laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, the Pasuk says, v'shichasa, and he shall destroy, teaching he does not go free, ad shiskavim shichasa, until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. Dav Chav Hei, so the Simmer Dav Chav Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The special silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Eved's long exposed tongue when he was speaking, which reminds us, a brisa lists the 24 roshei avarim for which a slave goes free for the destruction. Rebbe adds castration, and Ben Azai adds the tongue, which is exposed when one speaks. Although this implies that Rebbe does not consider the tongue exposed, this is disproven because Rebbe holds, arguing with the Rabbanan, that the tongue is considered exposed regarding sprinkling mechatas, which must land on an exposed part of the body, and to consider a bechor balmum when it's missing most of the speaking part of the tongue. So the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Eved's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza, which reminds us the Gemara discusses why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tefillah after finding a bone in her mouth. This is based on Rabbi Zera's principle, Kol harug labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ain bila ma'akeves bo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is vowed without it. V'she'ein ruig labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akeves bo, the mixing is critical to it and the mincha is invalid. So the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Eved's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza, just as her husband presented her with a gift of a pet elephant he acquired by placing her pots under the elephant's feet, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses methods for acquiring animals and how an elephant is acquired, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that all animals are acquired with Hagbah. Four answers are given, one being that he can place four vessels under the elephant's feet, acquiring with his vessels like a chatzer. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have machlokas regarding freeing an Eved with money or a shtar, and the Rabbanan hold that the Eved can free himself with his personal money? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf when an Eved Kanei goes free for the loss of an eye or tooth or the destruction of any of the Roshei Avarim? That's on daf Chavdal. Good. Number three, which daf when a shtar of sale acquires for land when the seller wants to sell poor quality land and doesn't want the buyer to be able to retract? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number four, which daf when why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tevila after finding a bone in her mouth? That's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number five, which daf do we have machlokas whether one needs destructive intent to make the Eved lose an eye or tooth for the Eved to gain his freedom? That's on daf Chavdalad. Good. Number six, which daf do we know about methods for acquiring animals and acquiring an elephant according to Rabbi Shimon? That's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number seven, which daf do we discuss methods for acquiring nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis and nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss if the tongue is considered an exposed limb that would enable an Eved Kanani to go free? That's on daf Chavhei. Good. Number nine, which daf do we when the Rebbe holds that only a metal awl may be used for Ritzia, whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds a wooden peg may be used as well? That's on daf Chavav. Good. And number 10, which daf do we discuss if the acquisition of Agav requires the items to be in the transacted land? That's on daf Chavav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.